Ha! Who would have thought of using a drill on a guitar, an electric guitar? Only Eddie. You know, he loved to emphasize the fact that when he was learning guitar, he never used a book. You know, he did everything from his head and, you know, what sounds he wanted to hear. And that's, you know, that's about right with him because he's a creative guy. He's a very, I would call him pretty inquisitive by nature, you know, at the very least. But yeah, you know, of course, he's classically trained on piano, but and both him and Alex are. But, you know, all the sounds, all the songs he wrote on the guitar and for Van Halen, it's incredible. Miss him much. And you know who I also miss is seeing Jason Newsted out and about. You know, I remember he had his band Newsted, which, man, that's an incredible album. It's got him singing, and there's some great songs on there. And, you know, I will be honest and, you know, divulge this about my thoughts before. I wasn't really too high on him being in Metallica. I mean, a lot of us who remember Cliff Burton and got used to Metallica with that guy back there in those bell-bottom jeans, that denim jacket, that long hair, and, you know, that Rickenbacker bass. Well, actually, he got an Area Pro 2 bass later on, which was really, really cool. But we were used to him back there, you know, doing all the bass work. And, you know, it was just kind of hard to change. And in a way, even going into the 90s and in the 2000s, it still was. Now, I will tell you, and I've said this before, when Robert Trujillo came along, it changed everything. I let go of the 2000s when they were in the late 90s, mid-late 90s, whenever they were doing stuff that just was not really that cool, in my opinion. In my opinion, a lot of people like those albums. I wasn't really a big fan, but I went back and listened to a lot of them. There is some great stuff on there. There really is. But, you know, like anything else, somebody always becomes the fall guy. And for Metallica at that time, it was still Newsted. But, you know, I hope that me playing his stuff here will redeem him. It's definitely redeemed him in my mind, but it might redeem him in the minds of a lot of metal fans who weren't really high on him. And what I'm going to do is, I'm not even going to play anything from Metallica from him. I'm going to play a couple of his things, one from his album with his band Newsted, and the other from his first successful band, Flotsam and Jetsam, guys from Phoenix, Arizona. Well, really, the band is based and was originally from Phoenix, Arizona. Jason Newsted is originally from Michigan, I believe, state of Michigan. And it's funny because recently, my spouse and I read about him selling his home in Montana. Now, I mean, I'm not too surprised that he might be kind of an outdoorsy kind of guy having a house in Montana, because that's an outdoorsy type state. And of course, you know, a lot of our brothers and sisters up there, all the First Nations, the Native people up there, the Crows, the Blackfeet, everybody up there in Rocky Boy, I hope y'all are listening up there in Rocky Boy, Montana, and Billings, and wherever else, Missoula, all over Montana. I hope you're rocking out here to the Power Chord on Talk Jive Radio. But let's go ahead and play a few, well, actually, a couple of tunes from the works of Jason Newsted. We'll play the band Newsted, As the Crow Flies is that song, and then we'll start off here with Flotsam and Jetsam. This is She Took an Axe from the Doomsday for the Deceiver album. A great album. I can still remember when I bought my vinyl copy, and I still have it to this day. Remember, we are Indigenous and independent. Enjoy some works from Jason Newsted. I am pressing play now.